Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. If you just joined us, if your station just tuned in to us, I just covered incredible, incredible clips by Glenn Beck. He's not just talking about people 60 years ago now. He's talking about the White House science czar wanting to put sterilants in the water to sterilize you as part of a world government, and how this entire group wants to do this and kill people in gas chambers. Those gas chamber ideas actually came from the eugenicists, people like Mr. Shaw, Bertrand Russell, the liberals. And people can argue all day about, you know, what Hitler was exactly doing or how he killed people. But I've got the books written by Shaw. We've got them back there in our library. We've shot video of it, put it in films years ago, showed it to you on TV. They talked about gas chambers. For some of you out there that deny Hitler had gas chambers, well, he certainly killed a bunch of people. And so these people were proposing gas chambers and poisoning the water. And we know that they are doing it now to everybody with soft, slow kills. There can be no doubt. I mean, I already know it from inside sources, but no doubt, Glenn Beck, they are watching everything we do. It's amazing. And so I have to really up what I'm doing in my research to realize that a lot of what I cover now ends up on Fox television and on Glenn Beck's radio show. So I'm actually happy that some good is being done through him. But I'm done ranting about that. We're going to get into the economy, into the attack on the First Amendment. Judge Andrew Napolitano coming on, who I know is a great guy. Very, very exciting to have him coming on. But let's talk to Roxanne in Texas. Roxanne, you're on the air.
Hello. Good afternoon, and thank you for all that you do. And I'm going to give you $100 to your site or your cameras or whatever you want.
Thank you, ma'am.
Anyway, I don't have much, but I'm going to give $100. I have a 2-point.
Well, hold on. If you don't have much, I don't want you to donate.
No,
we got plenty of people out there, you know, that spend thousands of dollars a week on fine wine who are supposed patriots. They can give to the money bomb. But sorry, go ahead.
Point. And I'm not sure. I've been researching the bloodlines of our presidents, and 33 of the 42 are all traced back to Charlemagne. Now, 19 also are related to King Edward of the Third of England.
Yep. I've seen that at Ancestry.com, and almost all presidents are related. And you had in 2004 Kerry and Bush, who were cousins on every side. You know, fifth cousins, 12th cousins. I mean, just every. It's like I've got a French bulldog. It's related to every other French bulldog in the world. It's a breed of dog. Kerry and Bush, same fraternity, same secret society, cousins on every side, every relation. And then they did breakdowns of their wives being related. I mean, it is a breed of globalists. Go ahead.
Well, also the same thing. Obama's and Palin and Clinton and Cheney.
No, Obama's related to Cheney. He's related to Bush. He's related to, they're all related. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's frightening. But my other point, I'm a little stuffed up, but the other night I live in Houston, and as you know, our summers are very hot here, and we get these new breed of mosquitoes. They're very tiny, and they bite, and it's a whole new mosquito I've never seen in the last couple of years. And I get whelps, like, bigger than 2 quarters. It's huge. And then the other night they came spraying. They don't spray when mosquitoes are around. They spray so then we can get sick so we can go get the flu shot. I went running in the house because I didn't know the truck was coming, because it never comes when you need them. But anyway, it's all part of that master plan, is to spray them down, get them in to get the flu shot. Let's get them, you know, that. It never ends.
No, I mean, everybody I know across the country is stopped up. They call it allergies. Most of the office is sick with it. My children have been sick with it, and they don't get fevers. They're just sick with sore throats and the sniffles, and I've had it as well. My eyes are burning right now, and it's just. I mean, my grandmother, you know, Texas her whole life, never had allergies. She has them now. It's amazing. Really good points, Roxanne. Nick, Dan, Paul, Todd, and others. We'll get to your calls this hour, but I've got economic news, free speech attack news that is so important coming up on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. And yes, the Money Bomb is coming up with a 25-hour marathon transmission starting next Thursday, 11 a.m. Central, right here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to be getting into the economy in about 5 minutes. And I told you at the start of the broadcast that our top story, the most important thing we're facing, is in closing arguments yesterday, the majority of Supreme Court justices made statements that they are going to restrict free speech for the first time in United States history. They are going to restrict protest. They are going to restrict any speech that is seen as hurtful or that anyone is offended by. Now, the same thing is happening in England. They've just passed a law. I covered that last week, where if someone is offended by what you say, even if it isn't about them, you can be sued and they say you're liable. This is how they're going to shut down free speech. This is one slice of it. And I am shaken. I am shaken by the information that I just read during the break. Paul Watson, I was calling him during the break about another issue, and he said, why aren't you covering my story? And I said, well, I hadn't seen it in the last hour. And when I read it, I had seen previous statements out of Cass Sunstein, the UN, the secret copyright treaty that's now public, the announcements by Internet 2, this private government slash consortium, private corporate government consortium, that they are going to make you get licensed with an Internet ID to get on the web. If they claim you do anything wrong, no judge, no jury, the corporations will shut you down. This is corporate global governance, just like private corporate security guards were snatching and grabbing citizens in England, Pittsburgh, U.S., and Toronto, Canada, the G20. It's They set it's a continuity of agenda. This is so huge. I mean, I'm almost shaking over this. They're really doing this. And they launched the last worm last week and then announced that they want to take over the web to keep you safe from it when they admittedly launched it. There is a cocktail of attacks, kind of like a Tinker Toy set or Legos, where the pieces together, you can't tell what they are. When it goes together, you see it, and they admit that that's what they're doing. Now, hold on to yourselves here. Hold on to your hat. First Amendment ruling destined to kill Internet free speech, because the justices went on to say this will shut down saying mean things on the web about government, individuals, you name it. You will, this will open the door for federal laws, state laws. They couldn't pass Cyberbullying Act, where it said if you hurt someone's feelings, you get hardcore hate crime jail time. They couldn't get that through. So they're legislating from the bench. Exactly what happened in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. You know, sometimes Hitler couldn't even get the Reichstag when he first got into office to do things, so he'd just have the courts do it. Or he'd just have private security thugs come beat you up. Same thing. We've been through this before. So here's Kurt Nemo's article, First Amendment Ruling Destined to Kill Internet Free Speech. And it quotes the LA Times and quotes the Supreme Court justices in the case of these people going to funerals and screaming, you know, your son deserved to die, God loves it, they're dead, dragging the American flag behind them. It looks like it's staged to me. I mean, I've seen the people on TV. It looks cartoonish. And now you can really see that they take something distasteful that most people don't like, and they say, okay, well, now you have no free speech. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is so horrible and so dangerous. And the FCC is announcing they want to censor the Internet. They're announcing they want to control what you can say. They want to set up literal Soviets. Soviet means committees in your towns that are, quote, private, quasi-governmental, that then report to the government, and if they complain, your radio show, your website, your film is over. The Supreme Court already tried this year to ban a film about Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is going on. So here's that article. Please get it out to everyone. First Amendment ruling destined to kill Internet free speech. And I need Paul Watson tomorrow to do a master article. He's done this before. By master, it's like a master key that covers the 10, 15 or more key ways they're killing free speech globally. And it's the same thing. It's continuity of agenda. It's the same implementation everywhere. First Amendment ruling destined to kill Internet free speech. And the Supreme Court is saying that, quote, the justices appear to incline to set a limit on free speech when ordinary citizens are targeted with especially personal or hurtful attacks. The First Amendment says the government may restrict free speech. And it goes on here to have one justice say this will affect the Internet. Okay, so it's got all the quotes right there. We've also have the other articles that we wrote about it. Justices signal intent to dismantle First Amendment. Okay, now that dovetails with Obama administration pressures ISPs to censor websites. What did Lieberman say last year? He said that he wants his office to be able to tell YouTube what to take down. No judge, no jury, he's God. Well, now because they couldn't get cybersecurity through yet, they have officially asked them to give them a list of sites, terms, names, anything the government asks for them to shut down, for ISPs to shut down. I mean, this is just lawless, brazen mafia. Now, what's the new news that is so off the charts, so incredible? And I've seen previous quotes by the UN, Cass Sunstein, and Microsoft people on this subject, and it's going up on Infowars.com right now. And I've read over what Microsoft has said. I'm going to have the Infowars headline changed a bit because it's worse than what Watson even said. Microsoft proposal opens door for government licensing to access Internet. Well, no, that's one of the cornerstones of this Internet takeover. And on the site, they have the video of Microsoft admitting it. And again, Microsoft is basically a Pentagon front. But our headline needs to be Microsoft proposes government licensing to access Internet. And you know what I'm going to do? We did it again yesterday. AOL News, countless other news, online publications, hundreds reported on huge explosion. And it's now everywhere. People seeing the firefighter testimonies about bombs in the buildings going off. This is huge. So I want you to, because, I mean, we've got, time is limited. We've got to use this search ability every time because you are successfully getting it done by putting it into the Google search engine over and over again. People will learn about this. The Drudge Report will probably link to it. Everybody send this to the Drudge Report, folks. Microsoft proposal opens door for government licensing to access Internet, and then it's got all the quotes, all the documents. This is what we wrote about 6-7 years ago dealing with Internet 2. We've had their blueprint. It's now happening. And the headlines, Obama, you know, will have kill switch to shut down web. Last week, L.A. Times, former head of the CIA, we need to be able to shut down the web. Do you think when they set off a nuke and blame it on Al-Qaeda to take our freedoms that they're going to let us be on air? You better be downloading the show, saving the website, making discs to hand them out, to put up flyers on street corners. If they ever start really shutting the web down, which is starting to happen, you've got to intensify the on the ground. Because as they shut down free speech, people are going to seek out alternative information even more. Okay? So, here's the Infowars.com headline on the same story. Get this out to everyone. Microsoft proposes government licensing Internet access. Microsoft proposes government licensing Internet access. And the search term will be government licensing Internet. That's a long words, but just type it into Google and then sit there and hit enter over and over again, you know, re-entering it in the search box. All you got to do is put your cursor in the middle, hit enter again so that it sees it as a new search, and just enter it in there a good 100 times or so. Do it on Yahoo, but also take this article, send it to all radio talk show hosts in your area. We can get grassroots media that isn't totally controlled to cover this. But we need a master article, maybe even today by Watson, that just boils down all the different ways. The way, you know, how the globalists are killing the Internet. The Internet is being murdered now. This is an ongoing crime in action. They are now coming out in the open. They're moving. It's happening now. Government licensing Internet. Government licensing Internet. Your name. Tracking everything you do. That's what cybersecurity does. It puts software on all new computers and through ISPs to watch everywhere you go and to block what you can get. It surveils and restricts. You already see Google lying about sites saying it's got a virus on it to try to shut them down. They tried that with the Drudge Report. They tried to claim it had a virus on it. The Democrats put out a press release. It wasn't true. So you can see how they're going to do this. You're not going to get the Drudge Report. You're not going to get Infowars.com. You're not going to get PrisonPlanet.com under this. Government proposes government licensing Internet access. Microsoft proposes government licensing Internet access. And the government's proposing it as well. So the search term is three words, government licensing Internet. Search those, put those three words in back to back, you know, with a space in them. Three words together, that's the search term, government licensing Internet. Government licensing Internet. And I'm going to talk about this with Andrew Napolitano and the Federal Reserve and a host of other issues when he joins us. A new proposal by a top Microsoft executive would open the door for government licensing to access the Internet, with authorities being empowered to block individual computers from connecting to the World Wide Web under the pretext of preventing malware attacks. And they're also saying if you ever download something that a company says with no proof might be copyright, your site is gone. Or your Internet access is gone. France is already doing that. I mean, this is happening. Okay, this is happening. Last year, they tried to put tens of thousands of websites on a banned list in Australia. And Australia said, the government, this is Chinese-style censorship. They said, it's good. We're doing it. But that got beaten back narrowly, but they're back again. Look, this can and will and is happening. Go read this article. This is only one way. They're calling for this, and I hope Watson adds the article about how they tried to claim the Drudge Report had this virus, and it wasn't true. And the Democrats put out that, you know, memorandum, don't go to the Drudge Report because it'll give you a virus. Total lie. This is what they're doing. This is how they're operating. This is serious. They staged the attack. They staged the crisis. Or they claim they're fighting a crisis that doesn't exist. So the search term is government licensing Internet. And then if you make this number one, which you've done in almost every case, you've done this 30-something times, twice it didn't become number one, government licensing Internet. If you do this, we can really get this out front, and we are reaching so many people through these, so many new people. All right, I'm going to come back. Andrew Napolitano is coming up. And you got the Supreme Court saying they're going after free speech. I just covered that. I mean, you see what's happening here, but I want to get in to the economy and all of the huge developments on that front. right after this quick break. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Okay, it's official. The Federal Reserve is now the second largest holder of U.S. Treasury bonds. Not only does the Federal Reserve get most of this money that we pay in taxes, then we owe them debt to give them our money. That's a good deal if you can make it up. If you could write your own deal, that's what you do if you were a crook. These swindlers, they're setting up a world government. They're financing the movement to make us pay carbon taxes and global VAT taxes. They're announcing world government. And now China, who they've set up in power, is the number one owner of our debt, and we and the United States' number two owner is the private Federal Reserve. Today's POMO is over at $2.069 billion. The operation was right in line with our expectations, coming into a total of 12.16 submitted to acceptance ratios. Investors apparently are not too crazy about the yield perspective of the U.S. Treasuries. However, what is far more important is that with holdings of $821 plus billion, the Fed is now officially the second largest holder of U.S. Treasuries next to China. I mean, you talk about being dominated by these criminals. You tell the general public, the Federal Reserve owns our debt. They don't understand what this means. Meanwhile, the world does. Dollar tumbles to fresh 15-year low against yen, French news agency. Precious gold hits record of 1,360-plus. Food stamp recipients to 41.8 million Americans. Bernanke tells the truth. The United States is now on the brink of financial disaster. J.P. Morgan thugs break into homes not in foreclosure and steals them. That's mainstream news. Standard of living plunging. I mean, this is incredible. 23 million Americans face massive tax hikes. Ted Anderson, this is insane. What does it mean in your research to have the private Federal Reserve being the second biggest owner of our debt? First China, our supposed big enemy, and now, so communist China. Boy, Wall Street's fighting commies, aren't they?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that you're talking about the Fed being the second largest institution that owns U.S. government debt. And they get to actually the United States government prints the money, but the United States government can't use it until they put it on a semi truck, haul it over to the Federal Reserve Bank so they can put a stamp on it to make it okay, and then they lend it back to the United States government by buying U.S. Treasury bonds. You can't get a better deal than that, Alex. I mean, I hear these people every now and then calling in and saying, "No, you shouldn't be getting into gold and silver. The Fed owns it." You know what? The Federal Reserve System wants you to stay in their fiat money because they get to have it for nothing. And then they lend it to you, collect interest on it. That's why you're paying taxes in the first place. If it wasn't for the Fed in 1913, we wouldn't have the federal income tax in 1913. They went hand in hand. I mean, wish people could wake up here in the United States, snap out of it, man. I tell you, it is so much more better, at least in my opinion, to own gold or put my wealth into gold than it is to have it stored in this Federal Reserve note that they have, this printing press that's attached to it, and they get to devaluate it anytime they change their policy or choose to do so. It's just absolutely insanity when I hear that happen every now and then, where somebody will say, "Oh, we can't own gold because the central banks own gold." Well, let me tell you something. If you store your wealth in the fiat money that they're giving you, you're taking this printed thing that they lend you. Now you're paying interest back. It's just...
Look, that's a government disinfo, COINTELPRO op. Most of those people that say that ignorantly aren't operatives. They're just useful idiots, as Lenin would say. But, Ted, I've never heard you this angry. Because we've been right about everything. They're doing it by design. They have effectively destroyed the country, and they own the nation through fraud. They've literally got us by the hair on this one. And gold ran up to an all-time high of 1360 plus. They're manipulating it down $11 right now, but it's still, that was all-time highs a week ago. You've still got gold you bought 2-3 weeks ago at the lower price. People need to get into gold and silver right now, or that, in my opinion, they're completely insane. Tell us about today's offer briefly, Ted.
Well, just real quick, silver went to $23.48, and I'm offering a creature from Jekyll Island with a silver dollar for $26.45. That was the price I offered it for 15 years ago when I started this push to get these books in people's hands. Right now, the best deal far beyond anything is the silver Walking Liberty half at $10.83. I mean, pick up the Frankfurt for $2.89. We get you a full year subscription to the International Forecaster. That's $159 right there. I mean, these things I'm losing money on. I do have the U.S. Eagle. We have a few of the Buffaloes. Can't buy a lot of them, but you can buy them ones and twosies if you want them. We have the bars of gold. I mean, all you have to do is call 1-800-686-2237. Get the CBO document while you're there, too. See what the government's writing about this economy. I mean,
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve owns this country through fraud. Protect yourself from them with gold. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
We are back live for the rest of this hour. Judge Andrew Napolitano, a former state judge, number one show now on Fox Business, going to daily weekdays. It's so successful. Just out of nowhere, he comes on, boom, number one. I'll guarantee you they put him on main Fox, he would beat everybody on that network, even if they put him at 10 o'clock at night. And that's what I told him, you know, 6-8 months ago when I knew he was getting his weekend show. I said, you watch, it's going to have, you know, massive ratings. And you were like, I just hope to, you know, do okay. And you remember on air and off air, Judge, I told you.
You did, Alex, and you were right, and I have been surprised and delighted at the generosity of viewers. We've been doing very, very well, and management decided to take us daily, and we expect that will happen before Thanksgiving.
Daily on Fox Business.
On Fox Business. We will continue the show on weekends. Basically, we will take one of the five dailies and run it as the weekend show, but our prime work will be prime time. I don't know the time. It'll be prime time on the Fox Business Network with the full support of the Business Network and many, many cross promotions on the Fox News Channel and my continued appearances on the Fox News Channel and my continued fill-ins for Glenn Beck, which I'm doing as soon as next Tuesday.
Are you influencing Glenn because he is getting more and more hardcore last night. We played a clip earlier in the show. He talked about the Fabian socialists wanting to poison the water supply. And
I don't want to take credit for influencing him. I will tell you this. We spend a lot of time together. We do a lot of speaking gigs together. When you travel with Glenn, you travel first class, so we're in a small private jet and we do a lot of talking. He has told me that I've changed his mind on two issues. One is the Patriot Act, and the other is the morality, lawfulness, and constitutionality, or lack thereof, of torture. So I will only take credit for those two areas, which are profound. I did not hear what he said about the Fabian socialists, and I didn't hear what he said about poisoning the water supply until you told me, because I was on another show last night when he said that. But I'm not surprised that he said it. I'm happy that he's issuing those warnings. And Alex, those warnings are resonating with people. You've been saying this for years. Now he's saying it between the two of you. That is a monstrous audience hearing these things.
Well, every day for 2 years, I have shown the quotes from EcoScience where Holdren said reduce population, a planetary tyranny to do it, forced sterilization through the water. Beck quoted EcoScience word for word last night. He played George Bernard Shaw. I mean, literally, I've been critical of Beck on torture and the police state and things he supported. But, I mean, it shows one thing. The mood of the country has changed. If Judge Andrew Napolitano has the number one show on Fox Business and is getting a primetime show weekdays, and Glenn Beck is now able to go on the air and talk about things that 15 years ago I was called a lunatic for when all I was doing was reading their own statements.
Well, you have to add to that and I'm not just blowing smoke at you, you have to add to that the phenomenal success of your own show. People have awakened. When people ask me about the Tea Parties, I take them back to my youth. This is before you were born, when Barry Goldwater ran against LBJ. That is the last time I can, and I was 13 years old, that's the last time I can remember as serious and as profound a debate about the Constitution and the role of the federal government in the lives of individuals in the past 50 years.
And Goldwater came out and quoted the Trilateral Commission's plan to set up world government, how the banks would bankrupt us, and now here we are 40-something years later. It was like Barry Goldwater was a prophet.
Exactly. Goldwater was terrific. To me, the Tea Parties are bringing, except on defense, because I think he would have waged offensive wars, which you and I and most of the folks listening to us now would not.
I agree.
And it's like saying, you know, aside from what happened in the theater, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you like the evening? It's a big except. But generally, on the role of the government in the lives of people, generally, unlimited government, generally, unsound money, he was terrific. And I'll tell you this, Alex, when I talk about the virtues of the Tea Party movement, and it could be co-opted. You know, these guys could get elected and they could become the victims of Potomac fever. I don't think it's going to happen. I say it is a return to our Goldwater roots, not our Reagan roots. I loved Reagan as a human being. I loved his sunny, cheerful personality. I love his up from the bootstraps story, personal story, and I loved his speeches. But he was not a libertarian.
That's right. His rhetoric was good.
Close.
I mean, his rhetoric was good, but what we got was something entirely different. Though it'd be a lot.
Maybe it's easier to be a libertarian when you're in the legislative branch and you don't have to administer a government. I will grant you that. But Goldwater was far purer, far closer to the views of Jefferson, Mises, Hayek, and Alex Jones than Ronald Reagan was.
Okay, Judge, we've only got you here for about another 20 minutes before the show ends. I want to race through a bunch of issues and then find out what is most important on your radar.
Go right ahead.
But I would imagine, being so well-read, you know the Supreme Court justices and the L.A. Times covered this. Here's the headline. First Amendment ruling destined to kill Internet free speech. They said that in the case of the funeral protesters, who I disagree with, but it's their right, that they are going to restrict rallies, protest, things that hurt people's feelings. England has just passed similar laws. The Cybersecurity Act did this. They couldn't pass the cyberbullying last year, and so they're now legislating from the bench. They have signaled and said that they are going to rule against rallies and demonstrations that are hurtful And one justice said this will also affect internet speech. That then dovetails with Microsoft proposes government licensing internet access. Can you speak about the state of free speech in this country? Here's another one. Obama administration pressures ISPs to censor websites without even an order. The White House just tells them what they want taken down outside of a court, and it happens. I mean, this is becoming Maoist China.
Well, I disagree with the view of those who say the court is going to go against free speech. I was not in the courtroom. I read a portion of the transcript of the oral argument, and I interrogated the Fox reporter who was in the courtroom. That Fox reporter, not a lawyer, but a person who covers the Supreme Court for Fox, is of the view that it's going to go in favor of free speech. And this court, and no court is perfect, and a lot of judges, most of them legislate from the bench, but this Supreme Court, with Stevens on it before Kagan got there, invalidated laws that prohibited the slaughter of animal on tapes, a horrible thing that I oppose, but free speech. Invalidated laws that prohibited corporations and labor unions and advocacy groups from getting involved in free speech. I believe that this case is going to go, as horrific as the message is, in favor of the freedom of the messengers in this case.
Okay, well, let's hope you're right, but we'll find out soon. But the other issue is, what about all these moves with cybersecurity, the Obama kill switch, all these different...
Well, that stuff has to be challenged, and it has to be challenged in a couple of ways. One, the way you're doing it, by exposing it, because most people don't know about this unless they hear it from you or Stossel or Beck or me, because there are very few national broadcasts addressing this. And secondly, it needs to be challenged in the political arena. The people who do it need to be voted out of office or exposed and forced to explain themselves, in which case they'll be forced out of office. And then, of course, it needs to be challenged. But the court has been pretty good on First Amendment. I mean, the court has let circuit court opinions stand, which invalidated efforts to cleanse the internet of pornography. Whatever you think of pornography, these things were written supposedly to protect children. It's always for the children. And circuit courts of appeals, that's the intermediate appellate court, throughout the country have invalidated legislation under Clinton, under Bush, and under Obama. And the Supreme Court has refused to accept the government's appeals to overturn those invalidations. So they haven't been bad on the First Amendment. Now, we run the risk of a social conservative like my college classmate Sam Alito joining the big government liberals. We run that risk of them thinking what they know is best for us to watch and listen to and hear. But if Justice Alito sticks to the guns, so to speak, of those who voted for the First Amendment the last time around, I think the First Amendment will prevail.
Well, even if the court says we don't have a First Amendment, possession is nine-tenths of the law. We need to continue to exercise it, just like McCain-Feingold tried to block free speech. People just ignored it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the other thing is, I mean, the judgment against Phillips here was provided under some Maryland law. Now, some states would not have such laws. Some states would say, you can stand on the sidewalk and say whatever you want. This creates the bizarre conundrum of the First Amendment meaning different things in different states. So if the Supreme Court says this is okay, we're going to uphold this judgment, it's about $8 million, which the church doesn't have, so it may just be a paper judgment, that may not be the law of the land in all 50 states. My own home state of New Jersey, regrettably one of the most progressive in the union, nevertheless, is superb on free speech. Under the New Jersey Constitution, you can stand on a street corner and say whatever you want to whomever you want at any time you want, as long as you're not, you know, preventing people from walking or preventing traffic.
I understand. Judge, on this legal issues, obviously you could teach us all day, and we appreciate you joining us on that subject. But last question, when should the court then release their ruling? In the next 2-3 months?
You know, they release a bunch of rulings 3 times, right before Christmas, in the middle of the spring, or say around April, and then in June. I think this one's probably going to come in April. I don't think this is going to come until next year. Not for any political reason, but just just because the process of getting something like this done takes time.
Okay, I've got a stack of other important issues.
Go.
You talked about the Federal Reserve getting more power. It did get more power out of the crisis it created.
Right.
They were able to block a true audit in the Senate. Now it's being reported that $821.1 billion of U.S. Treasury notes are now owned by the private Federal Reserve. They are now the second biggest owner of our debt next to communist China. The Federal Reserve is moving ahead with quantitative easing. The dollar is plunging. Gold is going up. It's becoming more and more clear that we have a financial military style occupation of our country, and the bankers are getting record bonuses. They're openly not telling Congress where the trillions are. This is insane. Give us your take on the Federal Reserve being the second biggest owner of our debt. I mean, talk about national security, a private banking cartel, and then the communist Chinese. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, I actually think it's worse than that, Alex. I was on air with one of my colleagues speculating about what might happen if the Republicans take the House and the Republicans take the Senate. And the colleague said, well, at least they can refuse to fund FINREG, the Financial Regulatory Act, the so-called Dodd-Frank Act. And I said, well, most respectfully, they can't. It's under the domain of the Federal Reserve. It doesn't need any funding. The Federal Reserve can print its own money and fund it itself. So the Federal Reserve is probably the most powerful entity on the planet, more powerful than the rest of the federal government combined. It's certainly the most secretive. This is a one-liner that you've used. The job of the CIA is to keep and to steal secrets. We know more about the CIA and what it has kept and what it has stolen and than we do about the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve announced yesterday that it's ready to infuse another $1 trillion of cash into the marketplace. What will that do to the value of the dollar in the wallet of everybody listening, in the bank account of everybody listening, invested in the business of everyone listening who's invested in a business, and invested in the home of everyone listening who owns a home? It will decrease its value. When Jefferson and company were running the government in 1792, the Congress enacted the Coinage Act of 1792, which made it punishable by death for anybody in the government to clip coins, stated differently, to devalue the money. The Federal Reserve is doing exactly that which was death penalty eligible when sound money existed in the country. This is the most serious of problems we face. We need to audit the Federal Reserve. We need to audit Fort Knox, and I mean a real audit. We may open up the door and find a stadium full of gold, but it could be hypothecated, it could be pledged, it could be there, but owned by the Bank of China. We need to own who owned, we need to know who owns what. We need to know every penny the Federal Reserve has printed, every dime the Federal Reserve has spent, every quarter the Federal Reserve has loaned, every dollar the Federal Reserve is expecting back. Now, are we going to get that? I just put this question to Ron Paul not an hour ago in the taping of my weekend show. He thinks we're going to get these answers, but not tomorrow, and not as a result of this election, and not even during the presidency of this president, but in our lifetimes. He thinks we will reach such a crisis point, which he calls a revolution, where the government will be forced to expose what it's been doing, what it owns, what it's been cheating, what it's been stealing, or the government will collapse like the government of the Soviet Union did.
Well, Judge, that's the issue, is that you have the Vatican, you have the City of London within London, the private banking group. You have Cheney a few years ago saying, I'm my own branch of government. The Federal Reserve has actually gotten Congress to legislate that. They are literally the foxes guarding the hen houses. They are destroying our society. And they are the U.S. version of the most powerful thing on the planet, the private banking cartel that is now openly announcing world government. It's either us or them. And Ron Paul put out a video that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. We've got him on tomorrow, by the way, and I'm gonna ask him about this. But he said basically what you just said. He said we're now at that critical juncture or entering it where either they're going to collapse the economy, use that as an excuse for martial law, or they've miscalculated and we're going to be able to get our country back. But regardless, we're entering waters that are extremely violent. The fireworks have just begun. We are at such a critical juncture. Can you speak to that?
Well, Ron Paul did say pretty much the same thing to me. I mean, God bless him. He's fearless and he's consistent and he's the most effective watcher of the government from inside the government that we have. But he says that two things are going to happen, and I agree with him. The revolution, which we are in the early stages of, will first cause our empire to crumble. I mean, we simply will not be able to finance over 900 permanent military installations all around the globe. And those people will be free from our occupation. They will also be bereft of us spending cash there, but we'll have more cash to spend here at home. That's the first stage of the revolution. Now, the second stage of the revolution, in his view and in mine, is sort of like what happened when the Soviet Union fell. When the Soviet Union fell, the countries that it had occupied from before, during, and after World War II became free countries. And many of them became freer than the United States in terms of the engine of the free market, a truly free market, somewhat even a flat tax, driving great prosperity and educating people in private schools, which you could afford to send your children to because your taxes were lower and people had more money to invest, et cetera. That might result in things like Texas saying to Washington, D.C., stay the heck out. When we joined this country, our resolution, which was enacted by the Texas legislature and the Congress, said we can leave whenever we want. Guess what? That time has come. That may actually happen.
And that's why it's called the Lone Star State, but also New Hampshire has Article 10 right to revolt. I mean, you know, if the central government made a deal with the King of England to take over America again, the states all have that right to revolt. But obviously Texas and New Hampshire, as you know, Judge, have the strongest.
Correct me if I'm wrong. They have it in writing, Alex, figuratively and literally in writing that they have the right to do it. I mean, I don't know how strong Governor Perry is personally. I have discussed this with him off the record, and I'm going to be with him in Houston on Monday. But this is a very serious issue, which resonates with many people in Texas. It resonates with many people around the world. Look, earlier this week, a federal judge in Montana ruled that handguns made entirely in Montana, of raw material taken from the earth in Montana, using ammunition made entirely in Montana, taken from raw material from the earth in Montana, that never left Montana, were engaged in interstate commerce and therefore could be regulated by the federal government. I hope and pray that that is overruled, but it is so nonsensical, so violative of people's natural rights, that at some point people simply won't listen to or abide by a decision as weird, wacky, unconstitutional, and unnatural as that. So these boomlets of freedom, these drawing of the lines to Washington saying thou shalt not pass, are happening throughout the country, and the government itself is causing them to happen.
Judge, I want to shift gears into a similar issue. USA Today, McDonald's, 29 other firms get health care coverage waivers. That's just like when Obama came out in Congress. If a GM dealership had given a lot of money to a local Democrat congressperson, they could keep their dealership. But if they were Republican or hadn't given the protection money, they would have it taken away when the feds took over GM. Is this not pure discrimination, pure selective enforcement, pure unfair weights and measures to say that 30 major mega U.S. companies out of 29 million small companies that get discriminated against, they have to buy health insurance for their employees or basically shut down, but 30 big companies, they're exempt? I mean, is that not just totally mafia?
Well, it's totally mafia. It's also totally unconstitutional. The framers feared this. You know, Jefferson and Hamilton rarely agreed on anything in public, but they both agreed that when the public treasury becomes a public trough and the people learn that, they will send to Washington only those who will promise to give them the biggest piece of the federal pie, and they're right. I mean, when General Motors was going to close down an enormous warehouse, not a dealership, but a warehouse in Dorchester, Massachusetts, they got a little phone call, and suddenly that warehouse was off the list of facilities to be closed. Now, who represents Dorchester, Massachusetts in the House of Representatives? Congressman Barney Frank, who supervised the federal bailout of General Motors. So the framers knew that the government couldn't operate a business because because the government would operate it like it operates the post office, or like it operates Amtrak, or Medicare, or Medicaid, or Social Security, or like it operated the Mustang.
Exactly,
brand.
But Judge,
look it over. It'll collapse. It'll be run on a political model instead of an economic model. And the government's patrons and friends will get rich at our expense.
Yes, and it turns into a banana republic because nobody can produce because it just gets stolen from you. So now you're not the U.S., you're Guatemala, or your czarist Russia. Now, expanding on the whole geopolitical outlook, clearly the RAND Corporation said this 2 years ago. You've got Obama people, Robert Shapiro, telling the Financial Times of London, minus an Oklahoma City or a 9/11 to make him look strong. They're not going to be able to get their agenda through. Now Obama's issuing terror alerts right ahead of the election. Even mainstream media says, that it looks like an October surprise, kind of like Governor Ridge admitted they were issuing fake terror alerts in 2004 for the Bush administration. I'm concerned they're going to try to start a wider global war as a pretext to have the empire expand and not implode. Your take on that?
I agree with you. You know, it's a truism. Going back to the time of George Washington, but articulated by the late great Marine Corps General Smedley Butler and articulated brilliantly by Professor Bob Higgs, war is the health of the state. And both parties are the war party. You know, the Republicans like certain things, the Democrats like certain things, but they both like war because they can scare people into surrendering their property and their freedom to the government. George Orwell predicted this brilliantly in 1984, in which he hypothecated a war that was permanently, a world that was permanently at war, or a world that thought it was permanently at war so that the government could always micromanage it. This president can claim to be as benign and pacifist-oriented as he wants. George Bush could have claimed to be as more interested in domestic affairs and having no interest in foreign affairs as he wants. They both want war because it lets them be a little prince. And every president that has waged the war has acted like a little prince. And most of the powers that we have given to those presidents in wartime, the presidency still has.
They get to act as a prince for their special interest and loose society, but they've now basically killed the golden goose. They've destroyed us. And finally, I just wanted to note the New York Times rogue trader at Societe Generale gets 3 years in prison and had to pay 4.9 billion euros of the ill-gotten money. I want to make sure all these fellow reserve owners who were involved in the swindle, I want to make sure they've got to pay that money back into the Treasury for the crimes they've committed. Briefly, do you agree?
I do. And one of the things I'm going to ask Ron Paul is, when you become president, will you have your attorney general indict the Federal Reserve members who robbed and stole from us blind?
You've also got Colonel Anthony Schaefer, from what I've heard, with some of the most bombshell information dealing with the cover-up of 9/11 on your show this weekend. The website, of course, is judgenapp.com. But give us the show times for folks that don't know on Fox Business.
Fox Business Network, not Fox News Channel. Fox Business Network, 10 a.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Eastern Saturday, 7 and 11 p.m. Eastern Sunday. Colonel Schaefer will reveal a cover-up involving the 9/11 commissioners themselves and who among them was protecting whom.
This is groundbreaking information. We look forward to getting Schaefer back on the broadcast ourselves. Judge Andrew Napolitano, thanks for inviting me on your show. I look forward to being on, in November?
Absolutely. We'll be going daily, I think, starting Monday, November 15th, and you'll be on with us, my man.
Well, that's awesome, and I know you're the real deal. You've never wavered, never faltered, never flip-flopped. I can say that you are the real McCoy, and thank God that you're going daily on Fox Business. Judge, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me. God bless.
You bet. God bless you. We're out of time. Retransmission starts now with key intel at InfoWars.com. Don't forget the Internet search. We need to make it number one. Put it in Google over and over again. Government licensing Internet. It deals with the story we've got out on this. Government licensing Internet. Put all three words in. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.